Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Donna Crowe. This is Medicinal Mushroom Broadcast Wednesday, and so I'm glad you're here. We're going to continue on where we started last week. Last week we were talking about healthy skin, and I was a little disappointed because I just felt like there was more information that we needed to share with people so that people can go on and make wise choices and have some freedom and to have some effectiveness when it comes to skin. As Bob was talking about last week, skin's a big deal, you know. It covers your whole body. It's a reflection of what's going on in your body health-wise. And it's a social issue, you know. It's you may not die from psoriasis or eczema or acne, but it's a terrible thing socially to walk around feeling, you know, like you're damaged, you know. So we're going to just do a little bit more on skin, and then we're going to go on to a new subject. Before we actually officially start the call, I'm going to read our disclaimer. This is an informational broadcast only. It's not intended to and should not replace the medical advice of your personal physician. None of the statements or studies referenced in this presentation relate specifically to GanoXcel products, so individual results may vary. We encourage you to use common sense and prudence in evaluating your expectations while consuming GanoXcel products. Statements made during this broadcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and GanoXcel products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. So again, welcome. We're glad you're here. And so I'm going to just chat a little bit here, and then we have a guest. Augie's going to be with us today, and I'm not sure exactly what happened last week, but we were not connecting. Our phone connection was not working, and so he's here today to share his testimony, and we also have Bob Klein to speak, and if there's time, we're also going to have Dave Summers. So welcome. I'm going to talk a little bit briefly about two major offenders, and that would be eczema and psoriasis. We talked about this a little bit last week, but some of the information I was not able to cover, I want to cover today. According to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, eczema is increasing, and it affects between 9 and 30% of the U.S. population. According to WebMD, they say nobody knows what causes it, and they say it's incurable. I personally would highly disagree because I've known a number of people personally who have become completely symptom-free. To me, that says it's cured, you know. So if you can take steps to alter your body biochemically and provide what your body needs, other people are finding that they can completely get past this. And this is one of the things I've talked about before that I attempt to do, and that's to encourage people that what traditional medicine says is incurable often is not. In fact, it's often curable. My personal opinion is that everything is curable. Just because I believe in God and I believe in miracles and I've seen the miraculous happen. But even in the natural, a lot of what traditional medicine says is not curable has been cured by people with natural methods. And a lot of them are not, you know, naturopathic doctors or other alternative healthcare people. A lot of it's just private individuals who've taken the time to do the work of research and find out about their own situation, and often they find answers. You know, they have a lot of inspiration to do so, you know. So again, even though WebMD says eczema is incurable, my personal belief is that it's not. It's actually an inflammation of your skin cells, and it's partly due to a deregulation of your immune system. It's an allergic response to things in the environment that the body should not be allergic to. In ideal situations, the way the body was designed to function, you shouldn't be allergic to. For instance, you know, for someone with severe eczema, if just a piece of wool cloth rubs up against their skin, it can cause a breakout. You know, that's not how you were designed. That's a problem. Something's gone haywire, and it's the immune system has gotten confused about what's a problem and what's a not. And so it hyper-responds. And the medications that are recommended for eczema don't address that immune deregulation. They basically just try and focus on the issue in the skin. They want to put cortisone on, which is an anti-inflammatory, and just stop the inflammation on a superficial level. Personally, I don't think that's the best way to go. I think the smart way to go is do an internal anti-inflammatory and do something internally that's going to re-regulate your immune system, that's going to re-instruct your immune system to work properly and to not be hyper-vigilant about things. And you can do that. And that's one of the beauties of GanoXL, is it's an immune modulator. If your immune system is overactive, it will lower it. And it doesn't lower it in a dangerous way, now I'm going to be susceptible to colds. It just gets it out of that hypervigilant mode. If your immune system is too low, then Ganoderma Lucidum will help your body to bring your immune system up. But it don't, not so far up that, again, it's gone over into deregulation and now it's attacking healthy cells. So so you have a choice when it comes to something like eczema. You can just deal with it, you know, with cortisone, something like this that we know has major side effects, or you can attack the problem itself, which is deregulation of the immune system and also inflammation, and allow your body to heal it and actually eliminate it instead of just treating the symptoms. People with eczema also often have asthma and allergies, like hay fever. Again, this is because the immune system is hypervigilant right now. For some reason, it's got thrown off, and it's recognizing things that shouldn't bother it as offending things that need to be eliminated. So you get the asthma and you get the hay fever kind of thing. So anything that's going to balance your immune system is going to help all that. Again, here we come with GanoXL. It modulates the immune system, and so it's going to help with both of those symptoms also. And then, of course, the GanoXL products have the soap, which people have used topically and seen wonderful results with eczema. All right, I got to watch the time here because I can get real long-winded real easy. Some people believe the digestive system is also, you know, inextricably connected with eczema. I'm not real sure I believe that because most of the people who have eczema are children and they're under five, and I just seriously doubt they've had time to have such a poor diet that their their digestive system has become dysfunctional. And also, you know, they tend to outgrow it. A larger portion of the population starts to have eczema and has it just disappear than those who have it and continue to have it. Nevertheless, for some people, it does seem as though imbalances or lack of health in the digestive system is a contributing factor to breakouts as adults. And once again, in that kind of situation, one of the most healing things that I know of is Ganoderma for the whole digestive system, from the mouth all the way down through all the organs that are involved in digestion. Okay, psoriasis. What's the difference between eczema and psoriasis? They're really very similar in some ways. It's an inflammation. It's, again, an immune system. Situation where your immune systems become deregulated, become hypervigilant. But the added factor that psoriasis has is it causes a hyperproduction of cells. And so what you see in psoriasis victims, sometimes it's like the skin is piled up. It looks like a scab, but it's not really a scab. It's actually skin cells. So they've got this hypergrowth of skin cells, piles up in these little nodules, looks like scabs. So the medications for psoriasis, once again, they try to turn that off. They are topical things that slow down the production of skin cells, and it causes thinning of the skin. It can have major side effects in the body. Once again, I don't think this is the best way to go. You're treating the symptom. Fix what's causing the malfunction instead of trying to stop the symptom that has arisen because of the malfunction. So once again, what's the malfunction? The malfunction is the immune system has gone haywire, and it's giving wrong signals. It's attacking, it's causing inflammation, and it's actually triggering the skin cells to overproduce. So the solution in my mind, you know, with just common sense, would be work on the immune system. Work to re-regulate the immune system, and you'll see benefits. And GanoXcel is not the only thing that works for psoriasis. I've seen people over the years totally get rid of it, that and eczema, with other natural things. Essential fatty acids can be very helpful. But GanoXcel is certainly one of the best, and one of the things that I love about the GanoXcel Ganoderma is that while it's regulating your immune system and eliminating this problem, it's also cleaning out your arteries, balancing your blood sugar, making sure your blood pressure is stable, helping you with other allergies because it's a major allergen, you know, being anti-cancer, being anti-tumor. The benefits are just really kind of remarkable. So one of the reasons that I just really, really love this product is that, you know, it's such a multi-purpose product. It's just amazing, you know, with the anti-aging abilities that it has. It's really just, I can understand why people call it a superfood and the king of all healers and, you know, they kind of wax eloquent on the subject because it's just shocking. You can't see something like this healing average people that are really not changing their diet. You know, they're just kind of going on with life as usual and adding this product and seeing remarkable, remarkable results. And for me, as someone who daily is working with people to try and help them to make choices that restore their health, this is just a dream product. Because the big challenge with people always is, you know, how much of a change do you want to make in your life? You know, how much work do you want to do to get your health back? And to have a product that is so powerful, even when people are still eating sugar, it's unbelievable. It's just a dream. So that's one of the reasons I'm doing this program, because I'm all about seeing people get well. I know what it's like to have your life imprisoned by your physical body's inability to function properly. And so I'm just very dedicated to seeing people get well, and this is one of the easiest, one of the least expensive ways I know, and this is why I do this broadcast. So I'm going to actually stop right here, and I'm going to open up the line for Augie. Let's see if we can be successful this time in getting him on, because he's got a great testimony. Augie, are you there?
Hi, Donna. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, we did it.
I'm so happy about that. I really missed talking last week, and I want to thank you for having me. I'm honored to be on your show, and a hello to all the Gano family members out there.
Yes.
I have a testimonial that I want to share with everybody. I have been taking the products, tea, cup of the coffee, the toothpaste, the soap, for approximately 5 months. And my wife loves it, and I love it. And I've noticed, without even noticing, really, my nails, I've never had nails in my life. I used to bite them all the time, the little bit I had. And they are growing longer, stronger, and quicker than I've ever seen in my life. And my wife, she can't believe it, you know. So that's one of the first things I noticed that was happening with me. And also, I had two warts on my left arm since the Army days back in 1969. They've been with me pretty much until about 3 months ago. They disappeared. My wife said, "Where's those warts that were on your left arm?" I said, "I must have washed them away with the Gano soap, I guess." I laughed, you know. We thought it was a joke, but they actually disappeared. I couldn't believe it. And the biggest of all is that my hair, I don't have a lot of hair, and I always wanted to have more hair, you know. And my wife noticed about 2 months ago that I started having some extra strands of hair. And I said, you know what, honey? I said, I think you're right. I started looking in the mirror more and more, and I said, oh, my God, I'm getting a couple of strands. So, and not a lot, but I could see that there's more coming. So I said, wow, I'm going to keep taking these products because I want to get a full head of hair. So I'm very impressed with the products. They do work. They're fantastic. All of the people in Gano Excel are great. All my sponsor, Bob Klein, everybody. And I really am honored to be on your show, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Donna.
Glad we were successful and got you through. I'm so happy for all the wonderful things you're experiencing. That's just
amazing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, thank you, Donna. Thank you. I'm so happy, and I feel so much better with everything that's happening in my life just because of Ganoderma. Just incredible.
It's wonderful. Isn't it wonderful how it's like, you know,
yes, it's
like,
amazing, and it's, yeah, we want to get a lot of people healthy out there, you know, it's just the king of herbs, it really is.
It's very inspiring and energizing to see people healed, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and my wife is very impressed, and lots of things are happening with her, too, and she's working, so I don't want to make a testimonial for her, but she's impressed very much. She's an ER, emergency room nurse, and she's turning on a lot of doctors and other medical people with the Ganoderma now as we speak.
Well, we look forward to hearing stories from her later on down the road.
Yes, yes.
Thank you,
Augie.
Thank you for being here. Okay, you know, one of the things he talked about was the fingernails. I noticed the same thing. It's like, I was looking for fingernail clippers the other day, and I'm thinking, good grief, I'm starting to look like Howard Hughes here. It's like, I need to cut my fingernails. They just grow so fast, I can hardly keep up with them. And they're just, they look better. They have more of a sheen to them. They're stronger. And you think, well, you know, that's just a cosmetic thing. It's not. It's a sign of your health. Your overall body health is increasing. And it's an important thing. So, I'm glad you brought that up because I had forgotten about that. That's one of the things I had noticed also. And I had mentioned earlier also that I noticed my hair is not falling out. So that's a wonderful thing too. And hair and nails are kind of a similar thing. So it's just lovely. I love this product. So I'm going to open up Bob's mug. Hi, Bob. Are you there?
I am here, Donna. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm going to introduce Bob. Bob is here. This is Bob Klein. Most of you probably know him, but for those of you who don't, Bob has had wonderful experiences himself. He's been on Gano for almost 2 years and has seen just amazing, amazing restoration in his physical body, restoration of muscle mass and hair. His hairline has come way forward. His hair has gotten thicker. His skin looks absolutely gorgeous. He's eliminated cysts, I think, you had in your hand, and you've had funguses and just all kinds of wonderful results with it. Bob's extremely knowledgeable about this product. He's also extremely knowledgeable about a lot of things. He's very well educated, has a number of degrees, and he's just a wonderful, good-hearted person, and I just love listening to him teach. I learn stuff every week. So welcome, Bob.
Donna, I don't know how to follow that. I don't know if I can live up to that. Thank you for those kind things that you said. I just sent out a blurb on Facebook, and I said, you know, I look in the mirror, and I almost brings tears to my eyes to look and see my younger, stronger, more attractive body. I get emotional now. You heard Augie; you could hear the emotion in his voice. I mean, can you imagine? It's been a long time for Augie and for me too, with the hair going away, going in the other direction, and to have that stop and actually start going the other direction. And that's just one thing, like you said. But I get emotional. I just got my hair cut this week, and I just have to share this, or last week. And I just watched him cut off all the white, and it fell on the floor, and I looked up in the mirror, and it's what's left on my head is almost probably 75% black now, when it was 75% white before. And that just means that it's growing in black, the other hair, you know, that not only the new hair is growing in black, but the the existing hair is growing in black, and Donna, I'm just not ashamed to say this. It's true all over my body. My hair is, my pubic hair, the hair on my chest is growing in black, and I look younger, and people remark about me. Sometimes I'm embarrassed. People bring their friends and relatives over to show me off like I'm some kind of trophy. And I'm embarrassed, but at the same time I'm going, oh my God, this truly is a miracle. I call this
absolutely
the health discovery of this century. I really believe that, and I believe every single family in the world should be exposed to this and have it and have the means to have it for their families. And so I'm totally committed to that. I really want to thank you for having the show, for hosting it, and for doing the research that you do, and especially for making it clear that we needed to do another show on skin. Of the things that Gano's done for me, many of them are evident on my skin. And I did some research. I'm going to share this. We had so many topics last week, we couldn't cover them all. But I want to make a couple of general statements first. First, that the skin is an organ. It's an important organ, and it's the largest organ we have. And if it has signs,
Well, I just cut his mic off because I think we just lost him. I'm assuming he'll come back. So you know what we're going to do? I'm going to have Dave Summers talk just briefly. Well, not quite so briefly, actually rather long. Hold on, let me get Dave. Hi, whoops. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
While Bob's doing what he needs to do to get back on, can you tell us, I had invited Dave to be here, Dave Summers. He's also been on Gano for quite some time, and he's just really studied a lot more than I have. He's been connected with this longer than me and studied it quite a bit. And he knows about the process, and I wanted him to share a bit on what makes Gano XL, Ganoderma, different than the other Ganos that are on the market. So you want to take a few minutes and share that, and we'll let Bob get back online.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much, Donna. And I really appreciate you for all your care and effort, and I like you, keep on. It's such a blessing to be working with a natural product where people call up and they're in tears.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I have, I have this other side of my life now, and I call it almost like a healing ministry where I get to impact people's lives in that way. And in the beginning, I'm just going, why is this working so broadly and so well and so forth? And I did a little bit of research into some of the background of what happened within our company. I just want to share with you this one story that kind of triggered it all a number of years ago. The person who studies mushrooms, his name is Mr. Liao, and his story began before 1980 when he started to do all the research. And his grandma was sick, and she had cancer, and he's from the Eastern culture, and there they say, here, there's an herb for something that actually fixes the problem and doesn't just treat the symptom. So what happened to him, and the story that kind of motivated everything to begin in the first place, is that his grandma was sick with cancer, and they went in, and the herb doctor said, well, you have two choices. One choice is $100. The other choice is $1,000. And their family said, well, what's the difference? Well, the one that's $1,000 is really rare, but it really works better. And they looked at the price, and they said, well, we could afford the $100, and they used that treatment, and she died. And the $1,000 option was Ganoderma. And so that kind of stuck in his mind, so we fast forward to 1980, and he had the opportunity to go ahead and really, really study this. There's a couple hundred of varieties of Ganoderma, and he was in the trenches for 15 years studying and finding out which of the 200 varieties were best, and then came up with the top six, and one would target kidney health, or one would target skin, or one would target, you know, circulation, blood pressure, whatever it might be. And each one had kind of a different emphasis. And then, and since it's a superior herb, which means there's no side effects or no problems at all, you might have some cleansing, but since there's no side effects, they were able to do that, you know, basically human testing. Here, let's try this one on your body and see how you feel. And it was quite a long process, but as a result of that, they came up with the top six. Now, just having the top six Ganoderma wasn't good enough, because the next step was, how do we make this the very best, greatest possible? And in Eastern culture, it's like a medical-grade Ganoderma. So the next step was, how do we extract the nutrients and make it so that it's most potent and it's delivered more ways than just through water, that it's more soluble than just through water? So that process came about as well, and our Ganoderma in the cap form is soluble three different ways. It's soluble through water, it's soluble through alcohol, because alcohol occurs naturally within the body, and it's soluble through fat or oil. So it's able to get into our fat that typically a lot of things can't penetrate. So because it is soluble the most amount of ways in the cap form, it's not, we have products that are just water soluble, but in the cap form, for people who really want to see the most impact or who have the biggest challenges, that obviously gets you there further. So the next step was, well, how do I produce this in a 100% organic environment? And then they developed a process by which they sterilized all the soils. They have these huge ovens that everything that goes into their greenhouses has to go through. All the soils have to be sterilized so that they literally don't have to spray or do anything like that, and keep it in a 100% organic environment. And apparently that's pretty tough to do. So it's soluble more ways. It's the top six. And there's a lot of Ganoderma out there. They say this is Ganoderma coffee or this is Ganoderma tea. And I go, well, which one? Well, which variety did they include? Well, we have the top six. Does it absorb three ways? Is it pharmaceutical grade? Is all the processing and all the thing done under one roof, or is it jobbed out? Excuse me. So they were able to accomplish kind of a multi-spectrum result. So when we're taking this particular Ganoderma, we're taking the top six, targeting multiple areas of our body that absorb in multiple ways, that are GMP certified manufacturing. They literally wear hazardous suits in certain parts of the process, because if you sneezed, the entire greenhouse would be infected and the crop would be ruined. So with that kind of care and concern, not only did Mr. Dyer want to have an affordable option, and this is very, very affordable compared to other products that are out there, and it's the best. So the thing I was thinking about earlier is this, and I'm not exactly sure of the numbers, but I'm in the ballpark. It takes three nutrients to make a strawberry to smell good, to taste good, and to last. And it takes 13 nutrients to make it be the healthiest for you. So there's a lot of things that are manufactured today in food which take the three steps, but why would anybody get one that has the most nutrients in it? Well, to get it nutrient-rich, they figured out the way to maximize the nutrients. So not only are the mushrooms grown under the best conditions, they've also maximized the nutrients to make sure that we have the maximum benefit on the back end. So that's basically it, Donna. Do you have any other quick questions, or is that too?
No, I think that's really good. I you know, you had mentioned that that the stuff has to have a really pristine environment, that even if someone comes in and just sneezes, that it contaminates, you know, the whole area, and then the crop's no good. And I thought that was really interesting information, and I've seen a little bit of video on this, and I've seen them in the hazmat suits. I've seen them going through the vapor lock area, you know, where they're in that little that little room between the rooms that sterilizes them, and it's pretty fascinating, you know, what they go through, you know, and how they sterilize the soil. You had mentioned that, and then, you know, it's not just go and buy a mushroom and chop it up and make a tea with it or saute it for dinner. I think you would get benefits from that, you know, but I think the reason that people are getting such extreme benefits from this is because, like you said, it's pharmaceutical grade, it's extremely potent, plus it's organic, plus it's the six mushrooms instead of just one. And so I know of one woman who was in another company that was selling some of these kind of products, and she didn't really notice much on it, and she got on this and thought, my goodness, this is totally spectacular. She had immediate results from it. So I'm glad you were here to share that. Can I add just one other thing to this?
Just to kind of give a perspective, most of the people who are manufacturing Ganoderma take harvest the spores, which is the nutrients, and then I would call it a crack spore approach, kind of like putting it in a mortar and pestle and grinding it up. And I ran into a woman from Korea, and she said, oh, yeah, when we were little girls, we used to basically process it that way. They would harvest the spores of mushrooms, and then they said this is what they needed to do to get the nutrients out of it. They said they would boil it for 24 hours.
Wow.
So
much for just chopping it up and making
it just didn't come out naturally. It took a lot of effort. So since we invented a process, we have $5 million machines that extract the nutrients, and we have five of them in our manufacturing that enables us to be able to get to maximize the nutrients. And then as a result of getting rid of, taking the nutrients out, we could then make organic things are typically, you know, you grow two carrots in the same garden and the nutrients are different. And in this particular case, you now have a primordial mush or whatever, so you could get literally exactly the right amounts in every single serving, which I think that also makes a difference as well.
Right.
Thank you, the
nutrient mix that they're growing it in, they're super saturated with nutrients. They know what to feed it, and I just find the whole thing fascinating. Okay, let's just try again and see if we can get Bob in here again.
He says he's on the line, and I am.
Bob.
Yes.
Oh, good. I don't know what happened, but it started whistling and howling, so we lost you. I'm glad you're back.
I'm sorry. I was waving my arms. I knocked the phone off. I'm sorry. Dave, you did a great job explaining it. I can't wait to go over there and go in those clean rooms, and they'll probably make me wear one of those clean suits, you know.
Yeah,
but,
you have that suit.
We definitely, our company produces 83% of the world's supply of organic Ganoderma lucidum. We're a huge supplier. Dave's correct. We are the only ones that have the varieties. We're the only ones that have the extraction process. It's all patented. It's secret. The six varieties are secret. Our research is secret. And so we're the only ones that have it. Ours works. The others don't. You're absolutely correct in that the boiling that has to take place. So there are other coffees on the market out there today that have just ground up Ganoderma in it. It doesn't have the concentrated Ganoderma. It doesn't have there's no guarantee that the Ganoderma was harvested at the peak moment in its growth cycle. And, of course, there's no chance that you're going to boil your coffee for 2 to 6 hours, which is the minimum time for the Ganoderma to the nutrients to come out of those spores and be in a position so it can be absorbed in your body. So we're the undisputed, it can't even be debated, we're the undisputed leader in the production and the research and production, the scientific development of Ganoderma that works. So thank you, Dave. You're completely correct. I was going to make some general statements. I made some notes because there's so much to cover. Now, I was just saying that skin is an organ. It's the most important organ. And Donna, you pointed this out earlier. It can be, skin issues can be markers of deeper issues within the body. Just like any organ can, the problems with an organ can be a reflection of other problems in the body, that the skin is no different. The skin is different in that it, the issues with your skin can be addressed from within the body as well as, or within your skin, within the body, as well as on the outside. And that makes it unique. And honestly, I think we all need a dual approach. I really believe that. I think that's one of the reasons why I've had such success, is that I started with the Gano capsules fairly early, and it's been continuous, and I continue to see improvements almost on a weekly basis. I notice something, and this morning I got out of the shower. I was telling someone, and I got the toothpaste out, which I do now, and I put a little dab on my finger, and I put it on, you know, what appears to be an issue. It might be a bruise. It might be a mosquito bite or whatever. And I'm down to like one spot, which is it's kind of a little mold on my left side, and it keeps getting small. It's on my back. It keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I've had that for years, and it seems to be shrinking and going away. But you know, to look in the mirror and see your body is just improving. It is just. To me, I don't know. I'm almost moved to tears. The point is, skin issues are visible. They're visible to the naked eye. So you can monitor your progress. You can, if it is an indicator of the internal health, which it might be, like Donna says, then you can monitor that just by looking at your body.
Yeah.
And if the wrinkles are going away, if your hair is getting darker, if warts are going away, like Augie said, oh my goodness, you see it. Allow yourself to get excited about it. And I'm not just trying to say this as a selling technique, but it's important for you to have good emotional health and to feel good about yourself and to feel good about your health and to feel good about your body. And there's nothing a woman, I think, hates worse than looking in the mirror and not feeling good about her body. And if a woman could look in the mirror on a regular basis and see positive change and see things improving, oh my goodness, what a difference I think that would make in her ability to smile and interact with her family. And I'm just excited about that. Well, I want to run through, because I did some research. Donna had a long list of things that are skin issues, and I took the list that she, when we were doing the prep for the call, I took the list and I went out to do my research, and I'm there's no way we can cover everything on this call. There just isn't. I'll make this list available. And sorry for that. Let me see if I can mute that. I'll make this list available. But the first thing I had on the list, and I put links to the research that I did. The first one on the list was hair, and we've already talked about hair. But there's a substantial amount of research on hair growth and hair color and everything as a result of the Gano. So I'm going to provide a link from Google Scholar where you can go look at that if you want to. But it's not just me. Many people experience it. I was told that if your hair is prematurely lost or prematurely gray, that you can recover it. Well, I don't know what that means. All I know is, you know, I've benefited, and the only story you're really truly going to believe is your own. You just got to try it and see. What I do is I take the capsules. I use the Gano soap. I shampoo my hair with the soap. I put it on my face, all over my whole body. I lather up, and then I shave. And while I'm shaving, I don't know, can't take 3 or 4 minutes to shave, that lather is all over my body soaking in the Gano soap. And so that's how I think that's how my skin has improved so much, is because that when I bathe, I give it a chance to soak in. My wife, when she shampoos her hair, and she's lathered up with the Gano soap while she's shampooing her hair, so she does the same thing. Her skin is beautiful. She has beautiful skin. And the next thing Donna has on the list is psoriasis. When I look at the The research on these items, the first thing I look at is the number of entries. And what this is the, in Google Scholar, is the number of pages where the word gynoderma and the word psoriasis are on the same page. And so not all of them are going to deal with, you know, gynoderma helps psoriasis, but most of them, and I was amazed to see how many of the how many of the entries for psoriasis, it was very positive. And there's a lot of different names for skin, I don't know what you want to call them, issues. Mastitis, I mean, there's a whole nother list that we could have added to the list that Donna came up with that show up when I'm doing research for something like psoriasis. So all I can say is that the documentation is there that most skin issues, the gynoderma has been clinically proven, or there have been papers written that talk about gynoderma being an effective way to improve that condition. The next one on the list was eczema. And to me, psoriasis and eczema, to me, I think of them as the same, but I guess there's some reason why they consider them different. But the same thing. I had years ago on my shins, I had what the doctor said was eczema, dry skin, and I don't know what caused it. I personally believe it was a reflection of something going on inside my body. But I tell you now, it's completely gone, and I don't have any dry skin anywhere on my body anymore. Acne. I think of acne as an infection. I don't know if it really is an infection, but it looks like an infection to me. And if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and looks like a duck, to me it's a duck. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, an ugly group of pimples on your face that have got whiteheads on them, and you open that up and goo comes out, to me that's an infection. And the gynos is an antibacterial, and I believe that when you use the gyno soap and when you use the other gyno products, like putting the toothpaste and making a loose solution like a paste and putting it on the acne, I believe the antibacterial part stays active even after you wash the toothpaste off. I truly believe that it soaks into your skin and it works during the day. So you put it on overnight, that's how most people do it, and then I think it continues to work during the day, and it, you know, whatever is causing that condition, it just goes away in about 3 weeks. I've heard story after story after story. Rashes can be an irritation from something external, like an irritation from a plant, something you're allergic to, or it can be a food reaction caused rash. It can be a rash associated with nerves, a nervous activity. It can be a rash associated with a prescription that you're taking. There are lots of different reasons for rashes, and in the research it says, in general, gynoderma is helpful in treating rashes, both from external causes because of the inflammation caused by, you know, if you get poison ivy or something like that. But it's also good for what might be causing the rash internally because it attempts to remove the toxins from your body. It's a detoxifier. Rosacea we talked about last week quite a bit. Rosacea is a more of a complex condition because it involves the breakdown of the blood vessels in your face and your nose and in the skin over a long period of time. Well, clearly and of course, as Donna said last week, she thinks that can be completely reversed, and I believe that the gyno goes a long way because of what it does for building the strength of the walls of the blood vessels, both the veins and the arteries. Warts. We heard Augie's testimony. Warts are caused by viruses. The more common warts, some people might have one wart here and it's not a big deal. If it's on your face, then it's a big deal. But warts are caused by viruses, and viruses can be defeated by your immune system. And I think the antiviral aspects of gynoderma really help that. But there's something called planar warts, which can be painful. They typically occur on surfaces of your body, like your palms or your hands. the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet. And the research shows that the Ganoderma is effective against those. Now, that's pretty interesting because those warts tend to be under the skin, not on top of the skin. In other words, it's more like a embedded blister. They can. I had them years and years ago on my feet, and they tend to be really painful. Don't have them anymore.
I think that's a very important point that you're making, is that research shows that Ganoderma lucidum is effective against these things. I want people to really hear that because I don't know if people caught that. This is not just, we know people that have used this and it's benefited them. The reason it's benefiting them is because this stuff works. The research says that it works. It's not just testimonies.
Yes, and the neat thing is the way research is done typically, I mean, it's expensive to do research. You've got scientists, you've got laboratories, you've got controls, you've got documentation that has to be done, the preparation. It's truly an expensive process to do research. So in an effort to do inexpensive research, in the past they have used animals to do research on, like mice or dogs or whatever they can find, to do research. Well, Ganoderma has been so researched now that they're actually using live people, humans, to do, and it's really started in the year 2010. There's some that was done before, but now there is a lot more being done on studies on actual people with the conditions that we're talking about. So that is a major, major, major breakthrough because it's an indication that Ganoderma is considered safe enough to test on humans. So that's a huge, huge, huge milestone.
I just want to interrupt for just a second also and make a point that, you know, I'm leery of research. You know, when the people who raise cattle do research that says that their product is good for you, that I'm a little nervous about their results. But, you know, Ganoderma lucidum has been researched by multitudes of people that have no connection with Gano Excel at all. So I just want to make sure that people understand we're not saying we did our own studies and we can prove that our product is the best. You know, we're talking independent research studies that are saying that this product rocks. Okay, sorry for interrupting.
No, you brought up a very, very good point because this is third party, meaning unrelated, unbiased research.
Yeah.
These are scientists that, you know, have nothing to do with our company. Also, a lot of the discoveries that are made about what Ganoderma does are sort of side, in other words, they may be doing research on skin cancer, but they notice that it has an effect on some other aspect of our cellular structure. I mean, it's really interesting, and as I said last week, and this is a good time to interject this, I was absolutely blown away, and I think the company probably should put some of this in the literature. But Ganoderma is actually used in the manufacture of replacement skin when somebody is burned over a lot of their body and they have to have skin grafts, or is involved in a massive accident and has to have skin grafts. That synthetic skin that they use is sort of like a mesh that they put over the wound. It contains Ganoderma because Ganoderma is so effective in wound healing. And I was blown away to hear that. But they wouldn't be doing that if there hadn't been massive amounts of research to document that the Ganoderma does that. Well, we didn't really talk last week about skin cancer. I know I had one on the side of my nose. It's gone. I know other people that have had different kinds of cancer, but the Ganoderma is an anti-cancer, anti-tumor agent. And you know, all I can say is I'm going to make these links available to everybody. Do your own research. This is really to show, and what Donna does is about everyone taking personal responsibility and understanding what's going on with their body so that you can make intelligent choices. That's really what this is about. It's not to say don't take chemo or to go against your doctor's advice, nothing like that. It's to educate you so that you can be prepared to to make the kind of choices you need to make for the health that you want to have with your body. There is reams of information about cancer in gonoderma. It's one of the strongest amounts of research that we have. Cysts. There are different kinds of cysts. There's research on almost every type of cyst. Sometimes cysts are formed as a result of an injury, particularly cysts along parts of the nervous system like the spinal cord. And there's research for gonoderma being effective in the different kinds of cysts, not just in the, at the skin level, but internally as well. Age spots. This is really interesting because when I did, and this is one of those where I said I did the research and it shows up a bunch of other things. There's a lot of other colorations of the skin, normal and abnormal. I don't know if you've ever seen a person that has splotchy pigmented on their scalp or on their face, but there's it's not just age spots. There's other pigmentations of the skin that the gonoderma has been used to treat effectively, and there's research for it. So I would say you can look up age spots, but you'll see that there's other many other references. They've got a different names for that that I'm not that up on it. Ringworm, many references there for the research. Impetigo, yes. Dandruff, I had dandruff when I joined GynoExcel. Somebody told me I looked good in black, so I wore a lot of black shirts. Well, dandruff shows up on black. It's not a problem anymore for me. Dandruff is one of those conditions, and Donna may want to comment on it. It's also an indication that something may be wrong internally. A lot of people have chronic dandruff. It can be dry, flaky skin. It can actually have red, I don't know what to call it, like red marks. They almost look like you have a rash. But there are specific references that the dandruff that dandruff responds to the gonoderma. Athlete's foot and other fungal infections. We don't say that gonoderma lucidum is an antifungal, but it appears for some reason to work as an antifungal. We don't say that in our literature, but I know many, many, many people that have had the good results actually using the toothpaste. But the research shows that it does, in fact, help with athlete's foot and other types of funguses. There's a fungus called jock itch and so forth. I'm going to skip over dermatitis because I think it's sort of an offshoot of psoriasis and eczema. But dermatitis is kind of a catch-all phrase for some kind of irritation of the skin. And, we've really already talked about that. The one I want to talk about is these last three. One is wrinkles. Here's my shock of the day, okay? I haven't really been noticing. I don't look at my body that closely, and I will now. Because there's lots of information and research that's been done on sagging skin, wrinkles, loose skin, and there's lots of indication that the gono tightens the skin. That was the word I saw a lot. It tightens the skin. So, of course, you're going to show less wrinkles. You're going to show, less excess skin. Some people lose weight and they have excess skin. The gonoderma appears to tighten the skin. I really like that.
Me too.
And you can do your research yourself. When I say do research, I go to Google Scholar, and I put in the word gonoderma, and I leave a space, and I put in the word wrinkles, or I put in the word dandruff, and I see what it comes up with, and I look at the ones that pop off the page and interest me, and that was some of the ones that were really shocking. The calluses, the scar tissue. That's another one that really gets me because, as I've said before, my scar tissue is diminishing. Dave talks about his. I know we've had many people mention that, but there's documentation that it actually does that. I don't know if that's part of the wound healing or what, how it does it, I just simply don't know. All I know is there's documentation that it does. And the last one I wanted to mention, and Donna, then I'll give it back to you, is you wrote down spider veins, and I did the research on varicose veins. You can do the research both ways, but this is sort of like rosacea, but it happens on other parts of your body. It's for me, it's the inside of my knees. I have some spots, and those are diminishing for me. I think it's because even though it's a skin thing, I believe it's a general indication of the health of our veins and arteries all over our body, our capillaries. And I was told that, you know, when you see the purple, and that it's an indication that the weakness of the walls, or that the blood is actually leaking, and it's causing that. Now, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but all I can say is there's lots of references to how that how Ganoderma helps with strengthening the walls and making them more flexible, the walls of your blood vessels, no matter what size. And as a result, they're going to, even on the skin level, they're going to look better. But I'll turn it back to you, Donna. I covered a lot of stuff. I wanted to make sure we got it all in. I don't know how we'll be able to post this document. Maybe we'll put it up on a website somewhere with a link, and put that in the notes to the call. And maybe there's a way on Blog Talk Radio, but I can't overemphasize enough. Donna's not a medical doctor. I'm not either. It's important that you do your own research. Take responsibility for your own health. I also want to say that, and this is not a sell. This is not an attempt to sell more products. I can't tell you which products have helped me the most in certain areas. I don't think anybody can that's using the Ganoderma. My desire is that everybody try for themselves. The only story you're really going to believe is your own. Try the different products. Make sure that you give yourself plenty of time, 90 to 120 days, to see what it's going to do. And then you'll know. Your story will be the one that you believe, and it will be the one that, if
absolutely,
you choose to share it with others, you will share it. So, Donna, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thank you. It's an important point to give it, to, you know, 60, 90 days. I would recommend giving it 6 months if you, you know, really want to see changes. We love those stories where people, you know, used it for a week and they were healed. But, you know, I've heard stories of people with their first cup of coffee, they were out of pain. But then with my dad, it took 6 weeks of him doing tea every day before he was out of pain. So don't give up if it's not an instant miracle. I want to give you an address. Grab a pen and paper, write this down. If you don't catch it the first time, go back and download and listen to this so you can get the right answer. Excuse me, the right address. This is a place where you can see before and after pictures of a young man who had terrible psoriasis on his hands and arms. He used the Gano, and 9 days later, it was almost completely gone. So write this down. It's answer, like question and answer, correctly, dot, wiki, which is W-I-K-I, spaces.com. And it's going to be /, and the word psoriasis, which is P-S-O-R-I-A-S-I-S. So I'm going to say it really quickly. It's answercorrectly.wikispaces.com/ psoriasis. You can go there and see some really excellent, very clear pictures. I want to just briefly speak about the brown spots. When you see brown spots on your skin, don't just look at that as cosmetic, go, it's no big deal, because when you start getting brown spots on your skin, you're beginning to get brown spots on your brain. And those, they have shown, are a contributing factor to dementia, senility, and Alzheimer's. So it's a big deal. So you want to pay attention to those. It's not a superficial thing. Gano helps clear those out of your system. I only have a few seconds left. I just want to say I love this program. Thank you, Bob, for everything you shared. It's just excellent information, as usual. Thank you, Dave. Loved what you shared. Thank you, Augie. I just really enjoyed this broadcast. If you know someone who has skin issues, You should download this, make a copy of it, and share it with them. Next week we're going to be talking about prostate health. So if you know someone with those issues, have them listen in same time next week. Really glad you guys were here, and I love this product. I love what it's doing for my family, and glad you were here. Love you. See you next week. This is Donna. Hello? Hello? Hello?